98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesday mornings, we speak with our friends from Berrien Community Foundation. Lisa Cripps Downey joins us on the phone this morning. And as well, John Sams from the Boys and Girls Club also here to talk about the Drive Safe program that's happening at the Boys and Girls Club. And we'll start with Lisa. Lisa, can you tell us a bit about the connection between Berrien Community Foundation and this Drive Safe program at the Boys and Girls Club?
Good morning. I sure can. So our Youth Advisory Committee funded the Drive Safe program. Our Youth Advisory Committee is a group of teenagers, so young people from all over Berrien County who come together and make grant decisions. And the idea of the Youth Advisory Committee, we call ours TEAM, or youth teens exhibiting able minds, because they didn't like being called a YAC, a Youth Advisory Committee. So TEAM, they get together and they review grants, they interview their grantees, and they make these grant decisions. And it came about through this endowment that was built for this, because we really believe that these young people are going to know the best about what are great programs for young people. And so John is the director of the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center, and he presented this idea for our Youth Advisory Committee, or TEAM. So John, if you want to tell a little bit about what this program is.
Sure. The Drive Safe program is a pilot program that one of us, our brainchild at the Boys and Girls Club, our goal is to provide free driver's ed education for teenagers across Berrien County. What we know that the first line of being a productive, responsible citizen is actually getting a driver's license. And if you think about during the pandemic, we have parents that have to decide between putting food on their plate and giving their kids roughly $600 to get a driver's license. So we want to be able to support our kids and the community by offering free driver's education. And we do that by partnership with All Stars Education.
And John, what does it mean for this this great opportunity that, again, the Berrien Community Foundation has helped to be able to help the Boys and Girls Club members who, you know, may not have the same sorts of opportunities to have access to driver's education help and assistance like some folks might? I know that my parents constantly were out driving, so I had lots of opportunities to get some learning on the road, but that doesn't happen for everybody all the time.
Right. It means the world to our kids. And we're so thankful for the Youth Advisors Committee, the TEAM, because they're going to give opportunities to kids that, like you said, that can't do it without. This is an opportunity for them to get jobs. This is an opportunity, like a rite of passage, to get some freedom. It's an opportunity for them to be responsible citizens. So we're thankful that they invested in us. And it was, like I said, it was a daunting task to talk to the teenagers, but they seen value in us. And now we're going to be able to provide opportunities for kids to go out and be better themselves and make the community better.
So this opportunity for the grantees from this program to present to the teens and answer questions, how does that work?
Most of our grant committees, when you fill out a grant application, then our committees meet and make a decision. With TEAM, you actually come before the committee and the young people ask you a lot of questions. And John, I think you can talk a little bit about that. They ask some pretty tough questions.
Absolutely. I'm glad I brought a teenager with me, because I was sweating bullets in front of the teenager. And I'm usually pretty calm and collected in front of teenagers. This is what I do literally every day. But this was tough. And like I said, they ask in-depth questions. They ask questions about outcomes and things that only teenagers would ask. And I'm glad that they asked those questions, because it made me a better person.
And John, can you tell us a bit about how members of the Boys and Girls Club that may have been affected by this program or others have kind of come back to, you know, volunteer in other ways in the community or to help inspire some of the students who are becoming part of this program after them?
Well, this is a pilot program, so it doesn't start until the summer. But we do have kids that have went on to receive their license previously. And they come back, they volunteer, they tell the importance of driving safely. They talk about not operating a vehicle during prom, Without a license, it really is beneficial. So we have people of teenagers that are alum that went out and obtained their license, and they're coming back to speak positive messages to our teenagers.
I think this program was so important. If you think about getting your driver's license, the freedom, the independence, the opportunities that came with that, and I think all of our teenagers really connected, being able to get that opportunity, to be able to give that to someone else. And just the thought of somebody not having that opportunity or having to wait until they're 18 to be able to go and drive and get a job or drive to get where you needed to go, that was a real connection with our young people.
Lisa, is there still an opportunity for someone to, you know, assist and volunteer in becoming part of TEAM if they wanted to find out more information as a young person to help, you know, put great opportunities like this together that affect organizations like the Boys and Girls Club?
As a matter of fact, there is. We are going to be recruiting for new members of our Youth Advisory Committee, or for TEAM. And if you visit our website at variancommunity.org, there's a very brief application. So if you know of a young person who would be interested in something like this, that's where you could start.
And John, before we go, if you could tell folks how they might be able to get in contact with you if they're interested in this program or anything else that the Boys and Girls Club offers.
Okay. Well, if you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at jsams, J-S-A-M-S, at bgcbh.org, or you can give a call to our hotline. It's 269-925-5000.
All right. Thanks very much to John Sams from the Boys and Girls Club and Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation on this morning's Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.